Governor Charlie Crist confirmed today that he will be running for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated next year by Mel Martinez. Speaking in Tallahassee, Crist was asked about those Floridians who may be disappointed that not only will he not be the governor after next year, but that he may be ineffective at his job as he becomes distracted by the Senate race for the next year and a half.
Well, my attention will be focused on Florida, as it always has. It's important to do the job, to do it well, to do it every day. As I said, I'm incredibly honored to be the governor of this great state. But as I also said, I understand that the challenges that we face are national issues, national problems. And we have to understand that. And I want to serve where I can serve the people of my state the very best. And I believe that to be in the United States Senate.
Last question.
Carl. Governor, thank you very much. You do have an opponent for this Republican nomination in the former Speaker Marco Rubio, who's already begun to characterize this as a battle for the soul of the Republican Party, suggesting that your vote for the stimulus leaves you too far to the left of the center of the GOP. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Well, I think what's important to bear in mind is that we do things a little bit differently here in Florida, and that's another reason that I run for the U.S. Senate. We work together to solve problems and do what's right for the people of our state. The people are the boss. And I think that regardless of party, we have to work together to get things done. And that's what I'd like to take to Washington, D.C.
In Washington, the National Republican Senatorial Committee said they will support Crist in his no doubt expensive battle for the nomination against former House Speaker Marco Rubio, who announced his candidacy last week. Chris Engram was with Strategic Solutions, a Republican Party political consultant group based in Tampa. He says the mainstream media will depict the battle as one for the heart and soul of the Republican Party, but he thinks Florida Republicans are just looking for leadership.
And if we can, you know, kind of get away from the focus on just a couple of, you know, hot button issues, primarily more on the social issues that I think the media is going to try to wrap around Rubio's neck, then and focus on what citizens are really concerned about, which is, you know, their pocketbook and the economy and the real estate market and taxes and insurance, those kinds of things, are what residents really want to hear about. And I think that Rubio's going to, you know, make it a good challenge for Charlie and should be an exciting campaign.
Wasting no time, Marco Rubio released an internet ad that featured a photo of Governor Crist staring into the eyes of President Barack Obama.
Politicians support trillions in reckless spending, borrowed money from China and the Middle East, mountains of debt for our children, and a terrible threat to a fragile economy. Today, too many politicians embrace Washington's same old broken ways. But this time, there is a leader who won't. Let the debate begin.
Cynthia Handley is a former chair of the campaigns for George W. Bush and Jeb Bush throughout the years in Brevard County. She says she'll be supporting Marco Rubio in the Senate race and says everywhere she goes, all she hears is criticism of Governor Charlie Crist.
I'm amazed. You know, I didn't say anything at first, but I'm getting a real negative reaction to Charlie Crist from people that, you know, when I go to meetings or mostly Republican meetings, but Charlie has to get through a Republican primary first. So, you know, that's sort of telling.
Handley worries that Rubio's South Florida roots could work against him in a statewide race and says she has advice for his campaign team.
He can't run just for Miami. It's a big state, and being from Miami, I think, is a negative in a lot of parts of the state. And so I think he has to really work the rest of the state and work hard and present himself in a positive way to people in the rest of the state. You know, you just don't win with just Miami and the southern part of Florida. So I know him because I'm political, but a lot of people don't. He's very personable, a very good speaker. I think he has to play the campaign properly to beat Charlie in a primary.
Sid Dinerstein is the chairman of the Palm Beach County Republican Party. He's neutral in the Crist Rubio race, but says that Governor Crist angered some members of the GOP in Palm Beach last year by his refusal to endorse a congressional candidate who ran against Democrat Ron Klein.
We have a fabulous candidate who ran against Ron in 2008, retired Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He's just an extraordinary person. He's a war hero from Iraq. He's a minority. He's very conservative, and he couldn't get the time of day from the state party. And this created a tremendous amount of resentment in Palm Beach County toward both the governor and the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida.
Dinerstein says personally he'd prefer for the governor to run for re-election. But in what sounds like a knock on Crist, he says that Republicans are tired of electing candidates who end up going to Washington and become something other than they advertise themselves as.
The Republicans have realized that who you send to Washington matters. And one day you can find out that all those years you've been sending Arlen Specter. So Republicans are paying more attention to who their congressmen and senators are, putting the seat at risk rather than sending someone who they think at the end of the day winds up potentially being Barack Obama's 60th vote on some issue.
The issue of money will be extremely relevant in a Crist Rubio standoff. Again, GOP political consultant Chris Ingram.
If there is a money machine in Florida Republican circles, it's Charlie Crist, at least in the last election that was the case. The question is going to be, given the turn in the economy and the performance in office, are Charlie's loyal supporters going to continue to be Charlie's loyal supporters? I think political candidates across the state are, already finding that raising money is harder in this economic difficult time. And, for Rubio or any other challengers that might get into the race, if they can put together a strong grassroots organization, they don't need to match Charlie Crist dollar for dollar on fundraising terms.
The GOP primary will take up a lot of print and airtime over the course of the next 15 months. On the Democratic side, Congressman Kendrick Meek, State Senator Dan Gelber, and North Miami Mayor Kevin Burns will be dueling it out to face the Republican winner in 2010. But whomever wins the Senate race, some Democrats are excited that the popular governor will be leaving that office next year. Former state legislator Sarah Romeo says Governor Crist's departure opens up the field potentially for a Democrat to take over.
I think in terms of Florida, I think it would open up Florida tremendously. I think there is a very strong Democratic movement now, and I think it would give us a very good opportunity to pick that office up. We have some very strong candidates who are interested in the governor's ship of Florida, and I'd be very interested to see those races because I think the Democrats would have a great opportunity for that office.
Hillsborough County political activist Susan Smith also says the move is good for state Democrats.
I actually am happy about it because I think by doing that, he's opening the door for a lot more opportunities for Democrats around the state. I think he's much easier to beat at the Senate level. I think he's seen as abandoning ship. In hard economic times, he's abandoning the state. After the worst budget session ever for the state of Florida, he's... where's he been and where is he going to be?